This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
I don't know. Y'all ready for this?
I just wanna be part of your symphony.
Hello everybody, a huge welcome one and all. Yes, once again it's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Don't go anywhere until 8 o'clock this evening at the very least, but great stuff going on all evening on Phoenix FM on a Tuesday. And it's me with you now. Hope your day has been wonderful so far. Are you still basking in the glory of the Lionesses winning the Euros? What a great achievement. It's a shame I wasn't broadcasting yesterday, because it would have been bang on the money time to celebrate. But it's still time to celebrate today. We're going to have a celebratory element to the show musically all throughout it, in honour of England's women being on top of Europe. Absolutely fantastic achievement. I was there. Well, I was in Trafalgar Square when the first goal went in. I was working on an event all weekend on behalf of the Women's Euros. What a fabulous atmosphere. What an amazing achievement. I think we just need a track to get us going to establish the feel-good on the show that goes like this tonight. You've probably heard it a few times since the final whistle went. Here we go, though, tonight. This song will get us going musically, will help us celebrate, will make us feel fabulous.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few.
World Cup next year for the women.
I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end.
We are the champions. community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And we most certainly are the champions. Congratulations, England's ladies. If they haven't had enough already, the show that goes like this are adding our congratulations. What a phenomenal achievement. Yes, Germany unbeaten in 9 previous finals, but not this weekend. No, England victorious. Good goals as well. Ella Toons was fantastic. Chloe Kelly, right place, right time, toe poke, but probably the most important goal she'll ever score. Absolutely brilliant stuff. So what is coming up on the rest of the show that goes like this tonight? Well, definitely feel good music celebrating our women footballers' victory at Wembley on Sunday. Some of which has been suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners as well, so that's fabulous. We've got celebrity birthdays to check in with a little bit later on. We'll be paying regular visits to the weird world of news as well. And after 7 o'clock, looking at all the exciting goings-on in the World Cup of Films. Yes, a couple more last 16 fixtures can now be voted for. We're halfway through the beginning of the knockout stage. So 4 films have made it through to the quarterfinals, 4 still to qualify. And there are 2 things you can vote on right now at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter if you want an early look before I talk about it on the airwaves here on Phoenix FM. Yes, the World Cup of Films Game 5 and Game 6 of the last 16 knockout stages are available to be voted on. I'll tell you more about that in just under an hour's time. It's the 2nd of August. It's been an amazing summer so far. Sometimes too hot weather-wise, but lots of feel-good stuff going on amongst all the things that might be making you feel a little bit bad. But let's focus on the happy. Let's focus on the good. Let's enjoy being here tonight. Let's have a celebratory feel to the show that goes like this. With all that other stuff going on, if you want to send me any kind of a message, it's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to email the studio. And thanks to everybody that ever gets in touch, people that have suggested tracks for tonight's show. You've been fabulous in doing that. If you want to send me any kind of message, it could make me go off on a tangent, talk about something entirely different. I've had a new experience today. I'm going to be claiming for the first time ever in my life on my pet insurance. Yes, my cat Jinx has had a visit to the vets. I've been told she has some kind of hip problem. She had to have an x-ray. Now, I'm used to your kind of regular vet fees for a consultation, for yearly vaccinations, for the occasional bit of anti-inflammatory medicine or something like that. Not too bad. Beware, if you've never been to the vets before and they say you're going to need an x-ray, it's a considerably higher cost than you may have had before. I'm glad I've got pet insurance. That's all I'm going to say. And I will be able to claim on it. So, yeah. But, yeah, be wary. X-ray. Anything worse than an x-ray, you're into the thousands, clearly. Anyway, let's not dwell on that. Let's have another song that celebrates England's women being fabulous at football. Here's ABBA.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history. I played all my cards, and that's what you've done too. Nothing more to say, no more race to play. The winner takes it all, the loser standing small, beside the victory, that's a destiny. I was in your arms, thinking I belong there. I figured it made sense. Fence, building me a home, things it be the same when she calls your name? Somewhere deep inside, you must know I miss you. But what can I say? Rules must be obeyed. If it makes you feel sad, and I understand, you've come to shake my hand. I apologize if it makes you feel bad, seeing me so tense, no self-confidence. But you see, the winner takes.
FM.
The winner most definitely does take it all. This is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM 98.0. If you're in the area, Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding environs, or phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM and it absolutely will do. And if you're on Mixcloud, you can see the video feed into the studio and join in the chat at the box on the side if you have a Mixcloud account. If you don't, you can still watch the video and see how I've recently established some blonde highlights in my hair. Quite happy with them. Fabulous stuff. So, yes, it's the 2nd of August. We're all enjoying what went on over the weekend and the feel-good factor gripping the nation now as a result of the Lionesses' fabulous achievement. That's what we're doing musically throughout the show, playing tracks that link to our women being on top of the European football pyramid, so to speak. They've done so well. Amazing achievement, dominated pretty much most games, possibly with the exception of the quarterfinal against Spain, but looked incredibly amazing all throughout the whole tournament, really. And for many people in the UK, the first time they've probably followed England's women throughout an entire tournament, and for it to end successfully, absolutely fantastic. Anyway, before we get more music, let's pay our first visit to the weird world of news today on the show that goes like this. Now, it's called the weird world of news. It frequently ends up being animal stories and life hacks. And certainly true today. What are we going to be looking at throughout the weird world of news? Well, reasons pet owners may well be very happy. We'll look at the meaning behind some of Yorkshire's rudest place names. Looking forward to that a bit later on. One of the weirdest reasons you may ever have heard for a train being delayed, that's coming up later in the show. And, rather excitingly, for me, who I will admit is receding a little bit, there could be a potential cure for baldness on the way. Now, this has happened before and nothing's really widely available to help male pattern baldness and anybody suffering with baldness, but there could be one now developed over the next few years, so I'll tell you something about that in the second hour as well. So what, first of all? Well, a reason that pet owners may be feeling particularly happy. A recent study by the pet food company Purina asked pet owners about the time they spend with their pets. And it has been discovered scientifically, owners get more out of life when spending time with their pets. I say it's been proven scientifically, it's basically the answers to this questionnaire. So if you think that's scientific proof, that's good enough for me. Yes. Now, Purina asked pet owners about the health and well-being activities they enjoyed with their pet and found that pets and their owners were getting more out of life together. Respondents said they felt more relaxed when with their pets, 60% of people who completed this survey. Less lonely, 55% of people who completed the survey. Physically fitter, 44% of respondents. And more confident, 19% of respondents. So that's fabulous. Having a pet is all well and good. Actually spending time with it, making it feel a part of the family, making yourself feel better by spending time with it, it can have clear benefits for both you and the pet. So I get that. I think that's a marvellous thing. I've had pets regularly throughout my life. And currently have two cats as well, and yeah, enjoy having the cats. They're absolutely wonderful. I certainly do feel like I'm not on my own. If I am on my own in the house, but the cats are there, it doesn't feel like you're on your own, does it? You can have conversations with them. They don't argue with you in the same way that other people might. Maybe they want to, who knows? What I do find a bit bizarre is this. Pet owners have started involving their pets in their milestone moments. When drawing up a guest list for a birthday party, 41% of pet owners make a conscious effort to involve their pets in their celebrations. Okay, but 19% of pet owners have started taking them along to coffee shops. Now, is that really necessary? You're probably not going to get a dog or a cat asking for a latte. 28% of pet owners meditate with their pets. Possibly a bit bizarre. 37% regularly exercise with them. That makes sense if you're taking the dog for a walk. You don't take cats for a walk, really. They just please themselves and go off when they like, don't they? But basically, according to people that have responded to this survey, the overwhelming majority of people say their lives are enhanced by having a pet. So if you've been on the fence, if you don't yet have a pet, if you've been thinking of getting one and can't quite make up your mind, let us influence you here on the show that goes like this tonight. A study has revealed that pet owners do think their lives are much better for owning a pet. That is the take home from that article. Okay, not so much Weird World of News, just Happy Pet World of News, I think. And more visits to the Weird World of News coming throughout the show. Now, many people have suggested the next track. I haven't really bestowed honours on people that suggested the ones that we've played so far. Sue Burton suggested Queen's We Are the Champions and ABBA's The Winner Takes It All. The next one was suggested by, I think, Ellie from Beckles and also John Cohen, entirely independently of each other. Thanks to both of you, and thanks to England's women, as well. You'll hear me say many times in the next hour and 38 minutes and 20 seconds. But here's Tina to keep it going, those celebrations.
You come to me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Something else we like to do on the show that goes like this is have a look at what's trending on social media right now. Something that started trending today after an announcement has been made is that the beloved TV comedy show on BBC Two and with repeats famously on Dave, Mock the Week, is being axed after 17 years and after the completion of its 21st series. Yes, Mock the Week will be no more. I will look more into reasons why. But I say beloved, not necessarily by myself. There's only one bit of it I really like, which is the thing they call scenes we'd like to see at the end. And I don't want anyone to think that the performers are amazing at thinking things up as they come up. Clearly, they've seen them all before and had time to prepare. But it is a good show. It's a good format. And, yeah, certainly that last part, scenes we'd like to see, tends to be the most enjoyable, the funniest part. For me, anyway, if you feel any different, let me know. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And, yes, that is the place to go as well if you want a sneak preview of what's going on in the World Cup of Films. Before I talk about it live on the air after 7 o'clock tonight. So, yes, we will pay more visits to the Weird World of News. Celebrity birthdays coming up after the next track. Film news, great tracks. If anyone messages me and sends me off as a tangent, that could happen as well. I'll have a look at some other things trending on Twitter. It's going to be another packed show. Don't go anywhere. Liverpool fans have adopted this Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa track, but I heard it played at the end of the Euros as well to help the women celebrate. So let's all celebrate with Calvin and Dua. One kiss.
One kiss is all it takes. Falling in love with me. Possibilities. I look like all you need. Let me take the night I love real easy. And I know that you still wanna see me.
Like all you need. One kiss is all it takes.
Phoenix FM.
Calvin Harris featuring Dua Lipa, One Kiss. Great track. So, yes, now then, I think it's time we all came to terms with some more celebrity birthdays. So who's celebrating today then? Well, singer Charlie XCX is 30 today. Actor Sam Worthington of Avatar and Terminator fame is 46 today. Director Kevin Smith is 52 today. Another Terminator alumni, Edward Furlong. He was the kid in Terminator 2. He's 45 today. Ridiculous. Weather woman Lucy Verasamy is 42 today. Former presenter and model Donna Eyre is 43 today. And music producer Jonas Blue is 33. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And if it's your birthday on the 2nd of August, very many happy returns to you as well. Hope you're having a great one. Very glad you've got Phoenix FM on and are paying full rapturous attention to it. If you've just got it on in the background, just listen up. Happy birthday. There you go. You weren't expecting that, were you? Now, for all of you who've gone, yes, Calvin Harris, Dua Lipa, very good. Yes, Queen, We're the Champions, very good. ABBA, classic. Yeah, Tina Turner, classic. What about those people that like music that's a little bit older? I'm not afraid to play stuff that's a little bit older. We're not constrained by genre or time on this show. You can still have congratulatory music from a little further back.
Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Who would believe that I could be happy and contented? I used to think that happiness hadn't been invented. But that was in the bad old days before I met you. When I let you walk into my heart. Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I was afraid that maybe you thought you were above me. That I was only fooling myself to think you'd love me. But then tonight you said you couldn't live without me. That round about me, you wanted to stay. Congratulations and celebrations. When I tell everyone that you're in love with me. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. Congratulations and jubilations. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be. I want the world to know I'm happy as can be.
Phoenix FM.
Going to play the next track very quickly because it's bang up to date from a slightly older one with Sir Cliff there. And congratulations. Yes, we're still saying congratulations to England's women on their achievement over the weekend. But we're now coming right up to date thanks to the fabulous network of station management and fellow Phoenix presenters. I got access to this track very, very recently. Thank you, guys. Here is Sia and Unstoppable.
Smiles, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's now the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Sears, Unstoppable, and Cliff Richards, Congratulations, just before that. I wonder how many radio shows and radio stations would say that, those songs, concurrently. Very rare. That's what I love about the show that goes like this, not constrained by genre or time. We'll play anything if it links to the themes of the day. And we are most certainly celebrating England women's phenomenal achievement from Sunday evening. Wasn't it fabulous? And as I alluded to earlier on, I was in Trafalgar Square working over the weekend, but able to stop and watch the game, and it was an amazing game. Absolutely fabulous, yes. Now, we are going to pay more visits to the Weird World of News. We've done celebrity birthdays. We are going to talk about the World Cup of Films. We are going to look at other things that are trending on Twitter. But yes, whilst we're celebrating the football achievements, there are other days that are celebrated on the 2nd of August, and I wanted to share those with you. Some of them relatively pointless. Are there any worthwhile ones? Can't see any, really. But I'll share with you some of the days that are recognised on the 2nd of August. Well, this could be a good one. It is Dinosaurs Day on the 2nd of August. It's also National CAD Day. You may be wondering what that acronym is all about. Computer Aided Design. Do we need a National Computer Aided Design Day? Well, we've got one. It's also National Colouring Book Day. Don't go over the lines when you're colouring. Now, other things that are recognised around this time, well, observed annually for 7 days, starting on August the 1st, World Breastfeeding Week. Babies all over the place are very relieved because no other week is it allowed. Now, also in August, August happens to be Admit You're Happy Month. It's National Fishing Month, National Golf Month, it's Cataract Awareness Month, it's National Publish Your E-Book Month, it's Family Fun Month, it's Learn Japanese Month. So many unbelievably pointless things to recognise in the month of August. Now, I think let's all enjoy July the 31st rather than August the 2nd, because that was England women's win. That happened still at the end of July. Now, I saw footage from the dressing room where they were singing this song after, I think it was the semi-final, most definitely after the final. So let's all enjoy it. This song now associated with England's women footballers.
When I was a little girl,
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was River Deep, Mountain High, the Supremes and the Four Tops. Definitely heard England's women singing that in the change room after their victory in the final, as well as after the semi-final victory, I think, as well. Now, a couple of things it's important to talk about while we're talking about the fabulous success of England's women. I've had a text from regular contributor and friend to the show, Ron Wilmot, who says, "The Lioness has raised the bar and Chloe raised her bra." From Ron Wilmot. Well, she didn't raise the sports bra, she raised her shirt. But I see what you're getting at, Ron. The play on words definitely worked, so thanks for that. And I'm talking about that because it's actually trending on Twitter. And of all the things to trend on Twitter, just think about what's actually been said here and why people are sort of getting excited about this. I don't really know. It's been reported in a news website, Chloe Kelly says she's going to frame her sports bra after brilliant goal celebration. Yes, people are comparing it to Brandi Chastain in 1999 when the USA women's team won the World Cup and she did a similar kind of knee slide celebration, revealed a sports bra underneath her shirt, and that's what Chloe Kelly did after her goal was given in the final against Germany the other day. Now there's an iconic celebration associated with England's women. But it's been reported over and over again that it's now trending on Twitter. Chloe Kelly has revealed she's going to frame the sports bra she was wearing as she celebrated scoring the winning goal of the Women's Euro 2022 final. Then another one. Lioness Chloe Kelly says she's going to frame her sports bra. She hasn't said she's auctioning it. She hasn't said she's giving it away. She's going to frame it. She could put it up on her own wall. Maybe that'll be a wonderful memory for her. I suspect people are reporting on that because then it could well be auctioned in the future. So the sports bra that was revealed during that iconic celebration could end up being available to the highest bidder. But fair play to her. If she wants to keep it herself, I wouldn't blame her. Or give it to a member of her family or something like that, you know. Manchester City's Chloe Kelly, only back from a serious injury a couple of months ago, and then scores the winning goal in the Euros final, bringing a major tournament win to England for the first time since 1966. Incredible. Whether you think that should be trending on Twitter or not, the fact that she's going to frame her sports bra, that's all she said, has caused a lot of people to get very excited on Twitter. But there you go. She was excited during the celebrations, and good luck to her. She most definitely had what Flo Rida was talking about with this track. It's a good feeling, by the way.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Can't have me, I'll be the president one day. January 1st, oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com. Now I got a word for your tongue. How many Rolling Stones you brought? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like a wind in my chest to that sun. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Upper body boy, plus lay back. I got a feeling it's a rap. ASAP.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling.
Never giving in, giving up's not an option, gotta get it in. Witness, I got the heart of 20 men. No fear, go to sleep in the lion's den. That glow, that spark, that crown. You look
looking at the king of the jungle now. Stronger than ever, can't hold me down. 100 miles gunning from the pitcher's mouth. Straight game face, it's game day. See me running through the crowd, full of melee. No trick plays, I'm Bill Gates. Take a genius to understand me.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Time to go once again to the weird world of news. And I did mention quite a while ago now that we were going to look at some of the rudest names of places in Yorkshire and their origins that aren't really all that rude. So never fear, when there's a chance to talk about rude place names, I'm here for you on the show that goes like this. So firstly, all these places genuinely exist in Yorkshire. I'd heard of some of them. There's a couple of them I'd never heard of. Can you imagine living in some of these and having to write this down as your address? Penistone. Now, that doesn't sound too bad. I've also heard of a singer called C.C. Penistone. I'm sure you have as well, not spelt exactly the same. But it does have the word penis in it. In South Yorkshire, this historic market town's name does not mean what you might think. Rather, it's thought to mean farmstead by a hill, with beginning letters deriving from pen, P-E-double-N, the Celtic word for hill. So entirely innocent, yes. Now, I've never heard of this place, Sexhow. I don't know if it's even pronounced like that, but all one word, Sexhow. Maybe it's got some wacky alternative pronunciation, but anyway, it's not named after the act. Rather, it translates as Sec, S-E-K, apostrophe S, Sex Mound, with Sec likely being a name. So it used to belong to someone called Sec. It was a hill or mound, Sexhow. Okay, blubber houses. Now, I've heard of blubber houses, yes, in North Yorkshire. It's not associated with whaling or anything bizarre like that. Could actually have quite a dark meaning. Folklore has blubber houses being named after the sound made by weeping children who used to pass by on their way to work at the mills in time gone by. That's a bit awful, really, isn't it? Anyway, let's move on to something far more suggestive. Netherthong. Netherthong. You can say that if you've got a lisp as well. Unsurprisingly, it's not named after underwear. Instead, Netherthong is thought to refer to a narrow strip of land next to the township. Okay. Say no more. Now, there's a couple more. Clapgate. Whilst gate is self-explanatory, many might wonder what the clap part of this name refers to. Yes, it does have an innocuous meaning, though, as it reportedly refers to a type of gate, one that self-closes. Clap gate. Okay, then another place in Yorkshire is called Hoo Hole. H-double-O, Hoo Hole. It's a hamlet. Yes, it does sound a bit rude, but it just refers to a place named for the hollow by the spur of a hill. Who Hole? Is the hollow by the spur of a hill. Okay. There's a brilliant place in Swaledale called Crackpot. A village that combines English and Norse words. Cracker, meaning crow, and pot, meaning pit. So, pit where crows hang out. Crackpot. There we go. Now, I've seen this on iDent on certain TV channels. Wet Wang. Yes. Many people can't agree on the meaning of the name. Some people think it could refer to the wetness in a physical sense. Given the dryness of the area, though, it's more likely to derive from a legal term meaning field of summons for the trial of an action. I'm not legally experienced, so I don't really know even what that means. Field of summons for the trial of an action. Wet Wang. It's easier to say Wet Wang and sounds brilliant. Then, of course, there's Willitoft. Willitoft has appeared in numerous forms over the years. Each time it appears, it means willow field, not whatever crude thing other people might have been thinking of. Willow field, a field with willow trees in it. Willitoft. That's good. I'd never heard of Sex Howl. I'd heard of Wet Wang. I'd never heard of Willitoft. Or Crackpot, or Hoo Hole, or Clapgate. Blubberhouses, heard of that. Peniston, heard of that. There we go. Don't get your Sex Howl and your Nether Thong mixed up. No, you may want to go to Clapgate and end up in a Hoo Hole. It's not for me to say. Now, with it being World Dinosaur Day, I'm not going to do anything obvious like play T-Rex, but I'm going to play a song that still links to football whilst very loosely being linked to dinosaurs. Are dragons dinosaurs? They're not, but they're close. Let's imagine dragons whilst being on top of the world. Good link, I'm pleasing myself. Absolutely, it's the show that goes like this. Great to have your company this fabulous Tuesday, the 2nd of August. It's pleasantly warm now, isn't it? Not sort of horribly and humidity. No, I can't think of the phrase I meant, but horribly humid and very, very hot, and like 37 degrees. 25, 26 is entirely bearable. It feels like a normal summer. It feels good. Yes, we're all feeling good tonight. Yes, thanks to England's women being victorious on Sunday evening. Fabulous. And that's what all the tracks link to. Celebratory victorious tracks because of our female footballers. Great work by them. Now, we're going to have one more track and then I will tell you about the World Cup of Films. Game 3 and 4 in the round of 16 knockout stages have happened. So we've got a third and fourth film through to the quarterfinals, and Game 5 and Game 6 available to vote right now at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. I'll tell you more after another track to help celebrate with our women. Haven't heard this for a while. I played We Built This City a few weeks back. Are we going to go on and build on European success to world glory next year? If you listen to the lyrics by Starship, it's a given.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's time to find out all about the World Cup of Films. In case you didn't know, it's gripping the nation, oh yes, and most definitely on these airwaves during the live show on a Tuesday. But, basically, 32 of the greatest films, according to critics, according to fans, were pitted against each other in a World Cup format. The group stages have happened. The votes came in. Two films from each group went through to the knockout stages. The knockout stages are now, well, the round of 16 is now halfway completed, yes. So, we've already had going through, let me just confirm this properly, we've already had going through The Green Mile and Toy Story, and then as a result of the votes that came in last week, Game 3 saw The Empire Strikes Back against Pulp Fiction. The Empire Strikes Back got 80% of the vote, Pulp Fiction just 20% of the vote. So Empire Strikes Back joins The Green Mile and Toy Story in the quarterfinals. And Game 4 was The Godfather that versus The Wizard of Oz. And possibly the first real surprise result of the knockout stages, The Godfather, 38% of the vote. The Wizard of Oz, 62% of the vote, and goes through. So our four first quarter finalists in the World Cup of Films, The Green Mile, Toy Story, The Empire Strikes Back, and The Wizard of Oz. So, four more knockout games in the round of 16 still have to be played. Game 5 and Game 6 can be voted on right now. Game 5 sees Avengers Endgame against It's a Wonderful Life. Avengers Endgame versus It's a Wonderful Life. And Game 6 sees Terminator 2 Judgment Day against Forrest Gump. If you love any of those films, please get yourself onto the Twitterverse and vote on them at Ben Sim Radio. They'll be at the top of the profile. Single click or tap to cast your vote. You don't have to sign up to anything. Just get involved. Give it a retweet. Give it a share. Send it to someone you think may be interested in films. Yes. And in the early running of voting, they've only been open about an hour or so. Terminator 2 Judgment Day has 67% of the vote. Forrest Gump has 33. Avengers Endgame, 100% of the vote. It's a Wonderful Life, 0. Could that be the first 100-0 in this World Cup that we've seen so far? Surely somebody out there will vote for It's a Wonderful Life. Anyway, delighted to say that our quarterfinalists currently are The Green Mile, Toy Story, The Empire Strikes Back, and The Wizard of Oz. Who will join them? Avengers Endgame or It's a Wonderful Life? And Terminator 2 or Forrest Gump? That is up to you. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Get those votes in. The producers of all those films will be roaring with delight, just as England's female footballers were, just as Katy Perry was when she recorded this.
I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now. Shake the
Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes, it's the show that goes like this for another 45 minutes. Don't go anywhere. 98.0 in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And available on Smart Speaker as well and Mixcloud. So many ways to be here. Thanks to those of you that are. Still got to pay a couple of visits to the weird world of news. We'll recap what's going on in the World Cup of Films before I leave you. A few more votes have come in already, which is fabulous. So do remember, if you love your films, at Bensim Radio on Twitter, and then single tap or click to cast your vote. But give it a retweet, give it a share. Send it to someone who you also know loves films, particularly if any of the ones that are currently being voted on, you know you feel strongly about. Brilliant. And another friend of the show has suggested a track, and I haven't heard it for a long time, so I'm going to do it. Paul Milton always joins us on Mixcloud. Thanks for getting involved again, Paul. Good to hear from you. Good to know you're out there and tuned in. What a great track this is to help celebrate our female footballers' victory over the weekend. Time for a little bit of an all-time classic and Chariots of Fire. Are you doing slow-mo running? You should be.
For Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Great stuff, Vangelis, Chariots of Fire, wonderfully suggested by Paul Milton. Absolutely brilliant. Now, time for another visit to the weird world of news, our third of four to squeeze in a two-hour show, amongst all the other things as well. And I did say at the start of the show I would tell you all about one of the strangest reasons ever for a train to be delayed. Did you hear about this last week? Trains to Stansted Airport delayed due to giant tortoise on the track. Crikey. Now, you've heard of leaves on the line and been annoyed at that. I'm sure you've been annoyed when it rains a lot and trains have to go slow. And then when it's very hot, you hear about the tracks could possibly buckle and therefore trains have to go slow. But do they ever get delayed by an hour and a half due to a giant tortoise on the track? Well, it's happened now. Greater Anglia Rail informed commuters trains between Norwich and Stansted Airport would be delayed due to a wayward tortoise on the line. Concerned commuters posted pictures of the injured animal, informing the operator the tortoise was unable to move. It was still alive but injured. Yes, and a Greater Anglia customer advisor confirmed the injured animal was taken to a specialist for treatment. Thankfully, it will make a full recovery. So, yes, Greater Anglia Rail tweeted later that he will be fine. But there you go. That is a shocker, isn't it? Yes, the tracks have buckled. Yes, there's leaves on the line. Oh, it's snowed. We've got disastrous weather. There's a what? Sorry? Train delayed due to giant tortoise. There we go. You do not hear that very often. And you may think on hearing it, it's going to be in some foreign land. But no, between Norwich and Stansted. Did it escape? Was it a pet? Had someone just let it go onto the train tracks? However it ended up there, it's sad fact that it did, but at least it's due to make a full recovery. Anyway, thank goodness. And I wouldn't mind being delayed an hour and a half on a train if it was ensuring the welfare of a endangered animal like a giant tortoise like that. Incredible. I've never seen a tortoise up close, or probably did when I was a kid and visited wildlife centres or zoos or something like that, but I've certainly never held one. Incredible creatures, really. Yeah, they look amazing. I was just messing about in my garden last night. Sometimes our cats won't come in late at night and I have to go and shine a red laser to make them run about somewhere near me and then I can pick them up and bring them inside. And the red laser pointer also has a torch built into it, and I sometimes shine the torch to see if I can see the cats. And I shone the torch and saw something near a rockery that we have and was amazed to see some kind of newt or lizard. We don't have anywhere particularly damp or wet in our garden, but we did have some kind of reptile there, or maybe amphibious creature. But it looked like a lizard to me. Probably was just a random newt that had strayed from next door or something like that. Still, I found it interesting. See, we deal with wildlife on the show that goes like this as well. Giant tortoises, newts, cats, dogs, all kinds of animals. Fabulous. Right, time for another track. Time for another track that reflects how England's women footballers are feeling right now. Well, to all the doubters and the naysayers, they certainly generated a lot of excitement on Sunday night, all throughout the tournament as well. Incredible result against Norway. Amazing comeback against Spain. Dominant performance against Sweden. Getting the job done against Germany. They can't be stopped.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirt together, we're polishing up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Don't you let nothing, nothing.
a negative vibe, and if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our show together, gonna polish up our act. Wow. And if you've ever been held down before, I know held down anymore. Well, don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen to every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no. We're moving.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. Also available on Smart Speaker and Mixcloud. Great to have your company. We're almost three quarters of the way through the show. As ever, it's flying by for me. Hopefully it is for you guys listening as well, which means we're all enjoying ourselves this very lovely Tuesday evening. Loads more feel-good music still to come. Want to try and squeeze in about another five or six tracks, if possible. That would be utterly fabulous, as well as one more visit to the weird world of news about a potential cure for baldness. That's coming up a bit later. I will recap the World Cup of Films, let you know how the voting is currently going, and share with you a couple more things that are trending on social media right now. One of which is people's outrage at the team of the tournament being revealed for the Women's Euros, and England's Millie Bright not being a part of it. Bearing in mind, England only conceded two goals in the entire tournament, one of which was to Germany in the final. So up to the final, they'd only conceded one goal. Clearly, England's defence has been fabulous, and Millie Bright currently trending on Twitter because she has not been recognised in the official team of the tournament. So lots of people are upset about that. So, yeah, people feeling she deserves a bit more recognition and has been one of England's best players. So there you go, Millie Bright didn't make it into the team of the tournament. Many of England's women did. You can check that out for yourself online. It's something that's trending on social media right now. Okay, time for another track, time for another celebratory track that feels good. I'm pretty sure Ella Toon and Chloe Kelly will be remembered in history for scoring goals in the final of the Women's Euros, first major tournament win for a men or women's team from England since 1966. Those ladies due to enter the Hall of Fame.
The best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You could beat the world, you could beat the war. You could talk the guy, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock,
yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You could be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
You can run the mile, you can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions, be truth seekers, be students, be teachers, be politicians, be preachers, be believers, be leaders, be astronauts, be champions.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was The Script and Will I Am with Hall of Fame. Fantastic. We're into the final half hour then. Hope your Tuesday night is still treating you fabulously. Have you had dinner? Are you having dinner? Have you got me on in the background while you're making your dinner? Could be interesting. It's been a time for salads, hasn't it? You want cold food when it's naturally warmer outside. Although there is that thing about hot drinks actually cooling you down quicker than cold drinks. I wonder if it's the same with food. Not entirely sure. Just salad always seems more appealing on a hot summer's night, doesn't it? Whatever you're enjoying for dinner tonight, I'm very glad that you're here as well. And I feel duty bound to remind you about the World Cup of Films Last 16 Game 5, Avengers Endgame or It's a Wonderful Life. If you could only watch one of those, which would you choose? With the votes that have come in so far, still heading for the first whitewash of the tournament. Avengers on 100%, It's a Wonderful Life on 0. Definitely not the case with Game 6, though. The same question: if you could only watch one of Terminator 2 and Forrest Gump, which would you choose? Currently, Terminator 2, 65% of the vote. Forrest Gump, 35% of the vote. If you love your films, get voting at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And please give it a retweet, give it a share. Send it to someone else who loves films as much as you do. The more votes, the merrier. It will soon be time for the quarterfinals in about a fortnight. That's exciting. That is something to look forward to. Absolutely brilliant. Yes, still time to pay another visit to the Weird World of News coming up and to recap everything that's gone on in the show so far, tell you a couple more things that are trending on Twitter. And if anybody sends me any message, who knows, I could go off at a tangent, as is my wont, at any point on the show that goes like this. Fabulous. Now, is this our last Eurovision winning song? It seems so long ago now, but I think that could still be true. Makes you feel good, though. Katrina and the Waves.
I'm
FM.
Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. How we're all feeling after last weekend. And staying in the world of football, but going back to the men. Currently trending on social media right now is Welcome to Chelsea. Why has that happened? Well, they're making waves in the transfer market. It was reported for quite a few weeks that Manchester City were chasing Brighton's left-back Mark Cucurella, and he has now agreed personal terms with Chelsea, so that signing looks imminent. And also, bright talent for the future, I suppose, Carney Chukwuemeka from Aston Villa has transferred to Chelsea as well. So I can't see him getting a lot of game time in the first team. He's one for the future. Definitely a hot prospect and a commentator's nightmare when you see his name. Carney Chukwuemeka. Yes, but he has now gone to Chelsea as well. So those who were worried that after Roman Abramovich, the club wouldn't be able to make the same kind of signings, it's taken them a little bit longer. They've struggled to get defenders in, although they have got Kalidou Koulibaly in. They have now got Carney Chukwuemeka in, and imminently also to add Mark Cucurella as well. So Chelsea have made some signings. They'll be feeling good, just like England's women. We all had a feeling, didn't we?
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Hey, let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it.
Smash it.
Like oh my god,
like oh my god.
Jump out that sofa,
come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup,
drink.
Mazel tov.
Dime.
Look at her dancing,
move it, move
just
it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town,
paint the town.
We'll shut it down,
shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
Woo!
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it,
let's do it.
And do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it.
Party every day, party.
gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Be there. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
Phoenix FM.
Classic track, Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling. Final visit to the weird world of news tonight then. Here we go. For any man who is follically challenged, this could be exciting news. Scientists have found a potential cure for baldness after identifying a single chemical which could be responsible for hair loss. Protein TGF-beta controls which stem cells in hair follicles grow and which die, according to researchers at the University of California, who have recently published their findings. So apparently when a hair follicle dies, it doesn't kill its stem cell reservoir, which receives signals from TGF-beta to regenerate or divide. So this study could also lead to treatments for male pattern baldness, which impacts 2 to 3 men in the UK, but also heal wounds. So yes, one of the authors of the study said, in science fiction, when characters heal quickly from injuries, the idea is that stem cells allowed it. In real life, our research gets us closer to understanding stem cell behaviour so that we can control it and promote wound healing. Hair follicles are the only human organ that regenerate regularly and automatically. So stimulating hair growth by activating follicle stem cells may be possible, but more research is needed. But it's looking a lot more possible than it was before this study happened, and it's all due to the protein TGF-beta. If you hear more in the future about TGF-beta, then maybe there will be a cure for baldness on the way. Time for everyone to celebrate that.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the home straight of the show that goes like this tonight. Glad to have your company. Hope you've been here all the way through. If you're joining us late, you've missed so much. Celebrity birthdays, the weird world of news, the World Cup of films, tracks that link to our fabulous achievements from our female footballers over the weekend. We've talked about things trending on Twitter. Millie Bright, Chloe Kelly's bra. Something else that's trending on Twitter now is World War III. That's a bit of a worry, isn't it? Mainly due to Nancy Pelosi visiting Taiwan. Yes, it's rumoured that much like Russia has invaded Ukraine, China are considering something similar with the island of Taiwan, which is a friend of the United States of America and many other Western countries. So therefore, it's raising tensions somewhat, and World War III is now trending. Not that I want to worry anybody, it's just people going for it on social media. There we go. Still got three more tracks to get in before I leave you. Wowzers, I think we can manage it. Yes, whilst carrying on with the themes and, you know, summing it all up in not too long a time. Don't go anywhere. Have a quick look on at Benson Radio on Twitter if you want to vote in the World Cup of Films. I'll give you a final reminder of that after this one from Queen.
Down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat. Yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? How long can you stand the heat?
Just time to remind you that the World Cup of Films is available to vote for. Currently, Game 5 sees Avengers Endgame against It's a Wonderful Life, Avengers with 100% of the vote. And Game 6 is Terminator 2 against Forrest Gump. And currently, Terminator 2 65%, Forrest Gump 35%. Votes still trickling in. If you want to vote, then do. please. It would be much appreciated, and give it a retweet and a share as well. Still got to squeeze in this one and then a final song to play us out.
You just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing. To cut me down, and if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did, looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's almost time to go on the show that goes like this today. Just one more track to play us out. It's been another great show. Thanks for your company for the last couple of hours. Rob Harvey coming up once again after the news at 8 with Synth City. So keep it here, 98.0 and phoenixfm.com. So we've paid a few visits to the weird world of news today, found out some rude place names in Yorkshire and their origins, which is always amusing. How a giant tortoise kept trains delayed for an hour and a half on the Greater Anglia network, and about potential cure for baldness. We've also looked at what's trending on social media. The end of Mock the Week, Millie Bright, Chloe Kelly's sports bra, and World War III. What an eclectic mix. Well, a song to play us out that helps us carry on celebrating our women's victory on Sunday night over Germany in the Euros. I'll be back same time next week. See you very soon.
But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind.